Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Give the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a spiritual channel, a spiritual healer, an author, a speaker, and a blog talk radio show host. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations, so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about me and what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And just look around. There's lots of information there that I've gathered over the years. And I've posted it there so I can share it with people, and it may be just what you are looking for. But remember, the universe is always working to bring you what you desire, what you are willing to allow. And it's that willingness to allow that really gets in our way a lot of times. Because we have a lot of beliefs that we've taken on from other people and situations and circumstances that say that I can't, or it can happen for everyone except me. I have to suffer. I have to struggle. My life has to be hard. Those are beliefs that we hold that are true for us, but are not actually true, because they're not true for everyone. In order for something to be truly the truth, it has to be the truth for everyone. So remember that when you are thinking your little beliefs about how you can't. If there's anybody else who can, who has ever done what it is you say you can't do, then that's a false belief. And the sooner you let it go, the sooner you can move forward with your life. Okay. DC Love was supposed to be my guest today, and DC woke up this morning with her voice gone, so she will not be on the show, because it's hard to do radio when you cannot be heard. Since you cannot read her lips, it would make it pretty much a waste of her time. So we will send lots of love and light to DC and let her heal what needs to be healed so that she can get her voice back and say what she needs to say in the world. And now I'm trying once again to get my computer to act right. Those of you who listened to Morning with Jesus yesterday know that it was doing weird things then, and it wasn't letting me push on buttons and make the connections that I needed to make. And it's doing weird things today, and I'm not really sure what it is. Could be the hotspot connection through my cell phone is having difficulties. Could be the computer. Could be a lot of things. But I'm asking the angels to be of assistance to make this work so that we can connect. And I know that I already have one caller who is holding on. Please keep holding on. And as soon as I can click on you, then you can ask your question and we can move forward with the show. So, this is one of those points where I wish I had some hold music. I can't even play the music, which is on Blog Talk, because I can't get Blog Talk to come back. Oh, life is so interesting. Well, I don't know if this is just teaching me that maybe I should just let the show go for today and do the things that I'm supposed to be doing for me. And I do have a list of things that I'm supposed to be doing for me, and I am going to do them. But actually, I do this show for me, too, because I gain a lot from working with each and every one of you. So it's not just you who's getting the healing. It's everyone who's open to it, who's connecting with it. So these shows are never a waste of my time because I benefit just like you do. So I have that realization, guys. So if you want to let me into the show now, that would be wonderful. It just keeps telling me that it's waiting to connect. Waiting to connect. Waiting for Blog Talk Radio. And apparently Blog Talk Radio has stepped out to get a cup of coffee. Oh, life is such an interesting adventure. And I really do enjoy life. Sometimes it's really strange, but I still enjoy it. Not sure what that says about me. I guess it says that I can look past the strange and realize that I have a choice about what I enjoy and what I don't enjoy in every moment. And my enjoyment is not based on what is happening. Because I'm actually enjoying myself right now. Even though it's not doing what I want it to do, but that's okay. I'm still filled with joy. Interesting. So I guess it's true you really can decide what you are feeling in any moment and have it based on your decision, not on what is actually happening out in the world, not based on the situation or circumstances, not based on other people and their emotions, dramas, and traumas. You get to choose for yourself. You always get to choose for yourself. Okay, I'm clicking on this one more time. And if Blog Talk doesn't come up this time, then I may take that as a sign that I'm not supposed to have a show today. I do hope it comes up, though, because I really do want to have a show. So, everyone, cross your fingers and cross your toes. Not that that actually makes any difference at all. It's really amusing to me, some of the superstitions and things that we've latched on to through years, you know. Like crossing your fingers means that something good is going to happen. I'm not really sure what crossed fingers have to do with situations. I realize it has absolutely nothing to do with them. But, you know, someone decided that apparently they crossed their fingers and something good happened. And so then they started crossing their fingers whenever they wanted something good to happen. And it got to be a habit. And then it got to be a tradition. And then it just became whatever it is now. And if that's so true of so many things that we don't even think about, you know, the belief that we're lucky or we're not lucky, those are beliefs. And if you believe that it's true, then it's true for you. If you believe that it's not true, then it's not true for you. But it's not the truth because God doesn't play favor. God doesn't decide, okay, this person is going to be lucky and this person is not going to be lucky. And that's the way I've decided that it should be. God doesn't work that way. We each have the ability to make our own choices. We each create what we experience. We are creating our own lives. That's the beauty of it all. It really is up to us. And as I say that, I'm thinking, okay, what is it that I need to create to get this computer to work right? I guess I need to let go of the whole idea that it's not working right. Just let that go. And to let whatever needs to be. Because I know that it's going to be for my highest good, no matter how it turns out. And if it turns out that I don't do the show, then I will do what I'm supposed to do, and everything will be fine. I'll miss all of you, miss the calls, miss the conversations. No, actually, I won't, because I don't miss things. Once I move forward, I just let go. Because if you're missing, you're not in the moment, you're in the past. And I don't tend to spend a lot of time in the past, because frankly, the past is over, so why should I spend all my time there? So if this doesn't work, I'll just move forward with my life, and you'll move forward with yours, and we'll connect whenever we are meant to connect, and in whatever way we are meant to connect. So I am being nudged now to remind everybody that I do a free 20-minute discovery session. It's a one-time-only thing, but if you haven't had one and you have issues that you need to discuss, that you need to resolve, and the radio show is not working today, then you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the big green Schedule Now button, then there's lots of them in there, and schedule your discovery session. And you get to take into my scheduler, you get to pick the day and the time that works best for you, and then I get an email letting me know that you've done that, and we connect. And we spend 20 minutes working on whatever it is that you want to work on to make your life better. And this is just one of the gifts that I give, because I want everyone to have a wonderful, amazing life. Because the more people who are having wonderful, amazing lives, the more you are opening up for others, including me, to have wonderful and amazing lives. So it's a win-win situation. And I really enjoy hearing the transformation in other people's voices. It does make my day brighter, better. Okay, I've tried it 3 times, and I cannot connect to Blog Talk. So I am going to surrender, and I am going to end the show, and hopefully everything will be working by Tuesday when I should be back on Morning with Jesus with BC Love. And again, if you need some help and you haven't had the free 20-minute discovery session, go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and book your 20-minute free discovery session. It is one of the ways that you can make changes in your life. And the only thing it will cost you will be 20 minutes of your time. So if that's something that you're interested in, please do so. And I should be back next Tuesday. I hope everyone has a beautiful, amazing weekend. And that is what I plan to have as well. Thanks so much for listening. Sorry it didn't work. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.